TJ was just up in Boston, moving Morgan there for college. She's so excited after doing her time in the Air Force. Thank you for your service, Morgan. And you were so excited about IKEA there, just walking around. And besides the furniture, it was the Swedish meatballs that were so delicious.
It was the not one, but two cafeteria cafes in one restaurant that had me more excited.
And we put up on our social, 92.5 WB Facebook, where do you travel? Mm-hmm. Because we don't have these stores around us. And there were some really good suggestions.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who said IKEA and Bass Pro Shops. Now, they travel for Bass Pro Shop.
I've traveled for a Bass Pro Shop. Or I should say traveled to a Bass Pro Shop. Have you heard of the Pyramid in Memphis?
The Pyramid, no.
There's a Bass Pro Shop in this giant glass pyramid. This building is so big. It has a hotel inside the Bass Pro Shop. There's 9 foot long sturgeon fish swimming around. Like it's got its own lazy river. It's insane.
Oh, there I can see that.
There's some big ones around the country. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. All that hunting, mm-hmm. fishing, right. outdoor camping stuff.
This one's a big one. Vidler's in East Aurora.
Oh, I have traveled for Vidler's
Who
in East
has
Aurora.
It?
The
Who
5
has
and 10
it?
Shop.
The 5 and 10 store. And it's Vidler's. And I think it's a local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Betty says in New York City, she loves to go to the Hershey store, the M&M store, the Bubba Gump store, the Fossil store. Yeah. So got some good ones there, Betty. New York City is definitely on your map to go shopping.
Lots of people traveling for Buc-ee's. I was so upset. We went to Alabama last year and I was trying to get my parents to go on an hour plus long detour so that we could stop at a Buc-ee's. And they're like, Hope, we have an 18-hour drive.
Was this
We're
the
not
same
adding on to it.
Trip you were trying to pitch them to come take your picture at a Waffle House as
it
well?
It was that trip.
I guessed. Mom, Dad, will you come take a bunch of pictures of me in the Waffle House? And then can we go an hour away?
You know, the Waffle House was created back in, I think, 1955. Did you know, down in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
And they've converted that one to a Waffle House museum.
Oh.
I know. Jerry, your father, likes to go to these bean museums. Tell him there's a Waffle House museum Bo discovered down in Georgia. So not only do we travel for shopping, it's those unusual,
quirky.
Yeah.
I mean,
museums.
Maybe we'll have to go. My dad did make us stop at the first ever Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Where was that?
Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I wasn't with you.
That makes sense.
It does, but I'm not sure.
I can't remember. I was probably 10 when we went.
Okay,
but
right.
I've been to the original, the first ever Kentucky Fried Chicken. So now I got to go to the first ever Waffle House.
Yeah.
Was there a colonel there serving you chicken?
There was a statue of him. I have a picture.
I figured. Now I have an idea. I might have more restaurants.
You know what? That's not like switching gears. What do you brag about? Where did you go for the first ever, like the first ever Kentucky Fried Chicken? I loved your face when I asked, where is it? Kentucky. It was the first one.
I don't know, Beau.
Yeah.
Maybe Kentucky.
How about you? 585-252-WB. Call or text. Where's something you went to like it was the first one ever? So we know there's some great shopping in other states and stuff. Where did you travel? I mean, summer's going to be wrapping up here real soon. I mean, maybe you went and saw one of these first ever places where it was created. Let us know.